So you're a pretty infamous trash talker, Nav. You sit right there courtside, but you keep it clean. What's your style when the opposition comes in?
Well, my style has been just, you know, that I talk. I don't go personal with them. I don't, I just kept to say that, hey, you know, it's a time for you to retire. Like Sam Mitchell, when he was playing for Minnesota, I used to tell him, I said, Sam, you're too old. You have no juice in your legs. And Lord, the whole next year he'd retire. And then he says, oh, so what do? I got to make some living. I said, you coach. You're going to coaching. And Lord, behold, one day he became the coach of the Raptors. So, you know, that's what I do. Shaq, same thing, you know. I teased with Shaq a lot and became friends with Shaq. Same thing, I became friends with Jamal McGlory. You know, I mean, Jamal used to play for the opposing teams, and I used to pick on him. And he said, hey, I'm from Toronto, man. I said, yeah, but you have a different flag you're playing for. So, you know, this is all, and they all do. I will tell them they're either too old, they don't have juice in their legs. Like Kevin Garnett, you know, will tell them that that's what they, what did they bring you to Nets for? You know, you can't run, you can't jump no more.
So who would you say around the league, you know, given all your time spent as, I guess, kind of a bit of a Raptors ambassador, who are your best friends throughout the league?
Well, you know what? Raptors, all of them, all the opposing, but I would say Vince Carter, I would say, has been closest to me because of his time in Toronto and the way I have. He's my family, and I'm his family. So he's a very, very close to me and my heart.
So as this series goes, and I mean, you've been here from day one, did you ever expect, I mean, this team is 6-12, there's talk about maybe tanking or trading Rudy Gay, and boy, you fast forward a few months later, and the city is electric. You had 49 wins, the best season in franchise history, and you're tooth and nail with a very good Brooklyn Nets squad. Did you ever envision this happening this year?
No, I didn't. We are really blessed. And this is a very good surprise for all of us, and especially in all the Torontonians and the Canadians, you know, because we were so hungry for this, but we didn't see this coming this year.
And it's amazing. Nav Bhatia joins us on Brady and Walker, of course. You know, you think about where it was. I said to Andrew, I said, I moved here from Detroit in 08, 07, 08. And they were playing Orlando that year, and they won the division before. This, right from the get-go when they started winning, now felt different. I don't know whether people liked the Bosch Bargnani teams like they like this one. What's your read on comparing this team to the... I just don't think it's been this electric since Vince was here.
I agree with you. And you know what? This is because this is a team. These are the no-namers, you know. I mean, you don't have a brand name in there. I mean, so far, they are going to become brand, like DeMar and Jonas. But these are people with big heart. Look at Kyle Lowry. He has a heart as big as his chest. And so does DeMar. Look at that, the way he took over the game yesterday. And, you know, so I believe that you're going to see the fans are going to get a really good treat from these guys, and these guys really want to win, and they are playing as a team. There is no ego on the team. They pass. Sometimes you're going to watch the ball. Everybody touches the ball before somebody scores them. You will see that so many times with this team.
So are we going to see you in Brooklyn, A, and B, give us a prediction on this series as we get down to it?
I'm going to Brooklyn on Friday, and I'm going to be there for Friday evening game. I'm going to be there on Sunday, and then I'm coming back on Monday to prepare for the next game here, which will be the fifth game and the third home game. Prediction, I believe it's going to be Raptors in seven.
Nav Bhatia is our guest on Brady and Walker. Of course, you hear his Hyundai ads on our station. Now, I don't know if you ever saw it, but Andrew and I love the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. And there was one episode where Larry David, who wrote on Seinfeld, thinks he can sell a car. Like, he can show up his first day and sell a car. You've made a living out of this. You're one of the most successful car dealers in the GTA. If you listen to our show, could Andrew and I get a car? I feel like we'd get a Santa Fe sold in like about 8 hours. Do you think we could do it?
I believe you can. I think what? You can.
Are you hiring?
Santa Fe is such a good car.
Yeah,
it doesn't need 8 hours to sell. I think you can do that in about 15 minutes.
But you're gonna get people who want to come in, bring resumes, and think it's not the easiest thing in the world when someone walks onto your lot to get them to buy, because they're pretending that they're going to other places. They're pretending that they don't need it right away, right? You know all the tricks.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, guys, the way the treatment they get at Mississauga and Rexdale Hyundai, we treat people like we want to be treated ourselves. So we are not comparable to the other people.
I don't know what kind of success we have. But see, I don't know if we would treat everybody like we want to get treated. We get criticized for that in house here.
Yeah,
we're
dicks.
We're like the Kevin Garnett of car salesmen. I'm not sure we'd say all the right things.
I don't know if you're, well, Kevin Garnett is a hell of a player, though. I mean, talking Kevin Garnett,
I know.
We can talk about it. At the end of the day, I would rather have him on. He's a damn good player and an aggressive player and a focused player. I've never seen I think maybe after Michael Jordan, that's one player who I've seen that he's always focused on the game, talking to himself and motivating himself.
You do seem to like everybody. You got to have some dirty laundry there. Who don't you like? What player's giving you attitude?
Well, you know what? I like everybody, and none of the players have given me any attitude, you know, at all. They might have asked the referee to stop me from throwing the towel in the air or something else.
Yeah.
But I love basketball, and I love everybody who's associated with the game of basketball.
Well, listen, good luck in Brooklyn. Obviously, we want the Raptors to come back up 3-1 and clinch it at home if they can. And then you get, oh, my heavens, you get LeBron and Chris Bosh in a playoff series. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, let's go one game.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
Let's go one game at a time. Right now, we got to win the next game in Brooklyn.
That's all right. Good advice. See you later.
If you got inside stuff from Brooklyn, you can call us anytime, Nob. We appreciate it.
I will definitely do that. And go Raptors, go.
All right. Take care, friend. See ya.
Thank you.